Muy buenas noches a todos los amigos de la República Bolivariana de Venezuela, de la República de Cuba.
Good evening, friends from Venezuela, Cuba, El Salvador, who are here in their struggle, and we join them in their struggle. We're very happy to be here this evening.
Me toca empezar esta pequeña discusión.
It is my task this evening to begin this discussion.
Voy a enmarcarla en el contexto de la lucha
in the context of the fight and the struggle that we are taking on in Venezuela.
Hoy tenemos una gran oportunidad, pues, de
we have this great opportunity this evening to be with our friends from and our compañeros from Cuba.
Han trabajado mucho y quienes pues han
impulsado, who have worked very hard and pushed with Venezuela the ALBA, the Bolivarian Alternative for the Americas,
donde estamos nosotros concretando,
where we have been working together,
y caribeña. Tendremos la oportunidad de
we'll be able to see with numbers what the alternative is, with specific numbers and statistics.
Al mismo tiempo tenemos la oportunidad hoy de que el compañero El Salvador,
we also have the opportunity to have compañero from El Salvador, from the Farabundo Martí Liberation Front, who will also speak how the struggle is integrated in El Salvador and is integrated into the ALBA, and how this it becomes an option for Central America as well as for the Caribbean.
A pesar de la hostilidad del gobierno de El Salvador, que no nos acompaña en,
despite the Salvadorian government displays a lot of hostility to us and does not share our vision of integration, we've been able to link with revolutionary mayors from the Farabundo Martí Liberation Front.
Este hecho, pues, demuestra la abertura.
The ALBA and the option of the ALBA is an open one, and it's not an exclusive one. And so we have integrated with El Salvador and with the people of El Salvador who want to work together with us. And so we are working together with different sectors of El Salvador.
Y al mismo tiempo tenemos la presencia aquí de la embajadora Jacqueline Mendoza, quien está representando.
And also we have the fortune of having the presence of Ambassador Jacqueline Mendoza, who is the Venezuelan ambassador to Kenya, and she will speak as a woman and also as a revolutionary ambassador where we are opening links with the people of Africa as well. This is an international project, and so this is an opportunity to share with you how the people of the world is expanding and how we are working together with the African nations, and also having the opportunity to have a compañero from Cuba who will also be able to share with us the experiences. We will speak about how we are aligning, and also we have the allied continent, not only in Latin America, and we're using all of the continents of America, and including Africa, because Africa is fundamental in the integration and also in the struggle to continue the fights and the struggles against oppression.
Por una cuestión de dignidad, no hay ningún interés de otro tipo.
We do see Africa with a lot of dignity. There's no other interest that we have for the continent of Africa. We see a collaboration, we see cooperation among people, and we want the continent of Africa to move ahead, and especially to fight poverty.
Nosotros, pues, es también un deber de revolucionario.
And it is a duty, and it's a revolutionary duty to see that the struggles in countries move ahead, because it is the way that was shown to us by Che Guevara, and also was shown to us by the Cuban people, as it did to fight apartheid. So we see here that we have integration, Latin American integration, and Caribbean integration, but also of South.
Solo para como referencia a esta discusión, le diré
so as a reference point in this discussion, we have this preamble that it has been indicated by the Bolivarian Constitution.
Nuestro deber es hacer cumplir.
Our duty is to follow the Constitution.
Y la Constitución.
And the Constitution is very clear when it says in its preamble that the Republic of Venezuela
will
promote pacifist cooperation amongst nations who will push for integration within Latin America.
De un foro.
And because we are here for a peace forum, I will tell you right now that our constitution says very clearly that we are a country that loves peace. We are obliged, it is our duty to fight for nuclear disarmament. And the constitution also says that the Venezuelan territory is one of peace.
No se podrán establecer.
There will not be any foreign military bases or any other military institution on its territory by any superpower or any coalition of powers. And this is the people's of Venezuela's mandate.
El movimiento progresista mundial.
And so this is the progressive movement of the world and the progressive movements in Venezuela, like you, who want to see a future of peace. That is why we are here, and that's why we share with you.
Y ahí está el poder, y ahí está.
This power is one of the reasons why the empire has so much interest in Venezuela.
Primero porque fue derrotado en el 2002.
First of all, because it was defeated in 2002 in Venezuela.
Y segundo. Bueno, ya él había sido derrotado ya en Bahía de Cochino, en Cuba. Volvió a morder polvo, es decir, volvió a ser derrotado en Venezuela. Y en Vietnam también. Y será derrotado, el imperio será derrotado seguramente muchas veces. Y por eso que el camarada, cuando él tocó la palabra,
no se inspira en Canadá, sino en otros países del mundo. Tiene razón, existe una llama. There is a flame and there is a light that is still flickering and is still alive. And we count on your support. Don't let that light go out.
Finalmente, no quiero hablar mucho, pero simplemente quería decir.
I don't want to speak very much, but I want to start telling you that in December of 2004,
el presidente de la República, Hugo Chávez, fue reelegido en referéndum.
After the president of the Republic, Hugo Chávez, was ratified in his mandate.
Que tuvimos un éxito electoral porque ganamos la mayor 20.
And we had an electoral success where we won 20 governorships out of 23.
Nos reunió a todos.
I was a minister of external relations and he brought us together in a forum of, or a workshop of high level to tell us that we were moving on to the next step of the revolution. He called it the step ahead. That is what we have been doing since 2005-2006.
Esa fase termina seguramente en diciembre de 2006, cuando
this
será
phase will probably end in 2006 when the President Chávez will be again re-elected.
Y en ese taller,
and so in that workshop, 10 strategic objectives were defined for that step ahead of the Bolivarian Revolution.
Y el objetivo número 10 fue,
and the 10th objective was defined in this way.
Seguir
and to continue to forge ahead with the international multipolar and how to move ahead with it. He remembers and you remember how this pluralistic vision that Simón Bolívar spoke of. It is a Bolivarian dream, and that is that dream that faced against the Monroe Doctrine.
¿Cómo hacer
how to make Latin America and the Caribbean a huge nation, a one nation, one nation that helps and aids the universal equilibrium. This is how it is defined.
Primero, promoción
to
de
promote
la
equity and to promote multi-pluralism in all external relations.
Impulsar
and second,
el de
to push the Bolivarian alternative,
Alba,
the ALBA, that our Cuban compañero will speak of.
Fortalecer
to strengthen the integration process in Latin America,
de la red internacional
to formulate an international network, which is what we are doing here this evening, to diversify the international relations of the Bolivarian Republic,
what
we are doing with Africa, but also with Asia.
Defender activamente
la defensa de los derechos humanos.
Tratamos de hacer en el
No
logramos hacer.
We haven't achieved that, but the Cubans are there.
Mejorar la imagen internacional
to better the image of the Republic and to increase the international support for the Bolivarian Revolution.
Profundización de la democracia participativa
as a model within the continent and also bring forward to the world.
Eso es lo que tiene miedo Bush, que él dice que tenemos un mal
ejemplo.
Fortalecer las redes de intercambio y cooperación mutua en el ámbito internacional. Promoción de las mancomunidades identificadas. Creación de Petroamérica,
Petrosur, Telesur, Petrocaribe, and the University of the South. We haven't created that yet.
Yo creo que bueno, hay otros.
There are other objectives, and here's an interesting one.
Intercambio de experiencias.
Change of successful international experiences.
En aplicación de políticas.
In terms of public policy and politics, exchange that with other countries of the world.
Intercambio de experiencia con los pueblos
successful experiences with countries where workers experiences campesino or farmers and students.
Solidaridad con las causas
emancipation causes of the world and also to organize the diversity in communities that develop endogenous development.
Finalmente, pues es el marco de acciones muy específicas. Pero el presidente ya él dio la orientación.
And so this is a framework of specific actions that the president generally has given us on how to move with the socialism of the 21st century.
Bueno, muchas gracias.